Well, I believe that they are trying their best with the Commissioner of Police, Gary Griffin, trying his best. But you see, the law about not recognizing the international law and treating all these women who come in here as illegal immigrants and that they are committing a big crime when they come in here. Because remember, Venezuela are facing a humanitarian crisis. There is a lot of violence and so on. Basically, if you are not recognizing the international law and this woman, because of the local law, anyone who coming in here to Trinidad, especially women and children, because there's a lot of young people coming to Trinidad, you hardly see any older person coming to Trinidad. And they are not really recognizing them to be a victim of violence and women who basically facing violence in Venezuela, rape as well. It's a lot going on in Venezuela. It's horrible and terrible. It's like a nightmare living in Venezuela, especially in the area of poverty, because there is a hundred, maybe 100% of poverty in Venezuela. It is so bad. And then when they come in here and they are using that as a business to control women and all of that. Basically, what happened in those areas, like the area of work, like bars and restaurant and clubs and private a house that they keeping this woman, because while everything is in quarantine in this country because of the spread of the COVID-19. They usually will keep them private functions. And if you don't recognize them and you treat all of them like criminals, the power that the criminal will have here is basically, I will call the police and I will call the immigration for you so they get scared because you're illegal. If you're working in the, you know how many people in Trinidad, women who came here in Trinidad, they are not legal, they hide them, some criminals controlling them, not necessarily mean involved in human trafficking, but they are trafficking women in their own world because the one person could keep a woman, abuse them, beat them, and put them into prostitution. They not necessarily have to be in this big ring, if you understand what I mean. And as long as the government are not recognizing the international law in this country and treating all the people who come in here, those migrants and refugees as criminals because they are not legal, they will basically, the criminal will use that against them because if I come in here illegal and I am being a victim of human trafficking and they hold me and they sell me and then with time, I realize, oh my God, my life in a mess. I've been raped. I've been abused by this man. Even in the workplace, exploiting me. They're not paying me enough. They have me working from 7 in the morning until 11 in the night, cleaning, washing, cooking, cleaning everything, doing everything in the kitchen for hours in those little small businesses that they control, like bars and so on. And they basically they don't pay them well. They give you maybe $100 for the whole day, and that's the money they get. And they can send money for their family, and they sell them, and they get money to send a little money for their family. And if you don't do what I say, I will call the police. As long as they're doing that, this is not going to change. Because remember, as you was asking me, is the government doing enough to bring an end in this? No. They're not doing enough as long as they're not recognizing international law in this country and stop treating them like criminals that they come in here to commit crime in this country or because they're illegal and because all these people who come in here are criminal because they are not legal. Those people in those workplaces who are exploiting this Venezuelan woman, those migrants who come in here, they will continue using against them because they will say, okay, if you don't do what I say, I will call the police. And another thing that I look very close is that if those women escape, like many of them I have been contact that escape and I was able to help them, right? 7 days then from any further danger because they're on the street now and they escape. They usually what they do is that they will not pay them the salary, and they will just don't have any money to survive. You understand? And when they meet somebody who being kind to them, they will jump in that relationship. Then when they jump into that relationship, that maybe abuse them, beat them again, and they go through that cycle over and over and over. And the thing about it is that some of them cannot report it to the police, because if there is a victim of human trafficking and you take them to the police, a lot of them that have been happening too, and they go to the police to make a report, they are afraid that the police will detain them because they are illegal. The problem is, as long as they are treating these migrants as a criminal because they are not legal in this country, I don't think the government doing enough to stop that threat, because those women who are a victim are afraid to make a report because they are not legal.